Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hood Talk Radio with Cleveland's own Emax the Image, where we unravel the facts and bring the truth out of the lies. Wake up, everybody. It's Hood Talk Radio. You talk about it, we talk about it, they talk about it, Hood Talk Radio. You talk about it, we talk about it, they talk about it, Hood Talk Radio. We talk about it, they talk about it, we talk about it, Hood Talk Radio. We talk about it, they talk about it, we talk about it, Hood Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. What's up, what's up, what's up to everybody out there? You know what it is, you know what time it is, and all that good shit. It's Hood Talk Radio for your Wednesday night. It's your boy, Emax the Image, and we have some shit to talk about. All right, both of you. Excuse me. Before I get started, I want to remind y'all that on May the 2nd, some brothers from, the Moorish religious, whatever you want to call them. I mean, I don't talk about nobody, everybody, you know what I'm saying, do what they do. They just bringing some, it's an enlightenment tour. All right, that's the best way I could describe it, because you have to go to, let me get my notes right quick. Basically, you have to go to their website to get some information about it. And I think it's a good thing. I think it's a good thing. We all need a little bit of wake up, okay? It's Brother Taj and the Moorish Nation, May the 2nd at Ken Ferguson's Party Center up there in Leon Harvard, Chapman Plaza in Cleveland. I'm pretty sure everybody from the city know where that is and, you know, how to find it and all this good stuff. So once y'all figure out, you know, what to do about that, you can go to RV Bay, which is RVBEY, publications.com, or you can go to the MoorishNation.com, all right? That's Moorish, you know, M-O-O-R-I-S-H, Nation, N-A-T-I-O-N, if you don't understand that, .com, and get more information about the tour. You know what I'm saying? I hope y'all can hear me well. And that's pretty much where I'm at. So y'all know what it is, man. It's Hood Talk Radio, Cleveland's own talk radio for your ass. All right, since some of y'all don't understand, you know, hood language. And when I say we from the hood, I don't mean we stupid. But we don't got scientists and all that shit in our circle. We the think tank. Some of us call us the head table. And I don't even know if y'all understand what that means. But in any event, in all events, what we're going to do is get tonight's show started, and y'all know what it's about. All right? It's about all you motherfuckers that read people's minds and tell us what we're thinking and all of this shit. I don't know. You know, what kind of gift you got? But I love it when you can tell me what I'm doing, what I'm thinking, and all of that shit. So we appreciate that love. We appreciate that love. If you want to join the conversation, it's 646-478-0944. And pretty much that's how you do it. Press the one key, and you can get, you know what I'm saying, directly. I'm doing about five things at one time, so y'all got to forgive me. You know what I'm saying? Talking, writing, thinking, and all other shit, too. So what we're going to do is get into the song while we finish getting set up, and then we'll go into the crystal ball syndrome. This is what we're calling it, crystal ball syndrome. Right now, since, you know, we got people in the mood, and so far there has been, and we appreciate it, because we're glad that somebody out there making noise, and, you know, you can't be biased about it, really. You know what I'm saying? Dr. Claude Anderson said black people ain't got no room and none of that in our lives to be racist. So, And that's even after he explained what racist and racism is. You know what I'm saying? It's basically what it is. It's race. All right, so, you know, we're going to get into that shit, too. But tonight's episode is titled The Crystal Ball Syndrome, and we all got it. So this one goes out to the city of Cleveland. We'll be right back.
Black on black. Black on black. OPN. OPN. Wish fame. Wish fame. And they thought they were going to be let off the hook. Let off the hook.
Rest in peace, Tim Russell, Melissa Williams, casualties in organized cop killings, 12 Caucasians, and a Zimmerman, a mental Latino. Sorry, man, black cops are about to get mad. Cause you work right along with us. Black cops are about to get mad. Cause you work right along with us. Black cops are about to get mad. Cause you work right along with the Klan. Black shield, black police, the officers. Why y'all ain't condemn racist cops?
What?
Cause a black cop will shoot us down on sight.
Yeah.
So they do the job of racist whites. Police Patrolmen's Association try to inflame this hot situation. Union president is Jeffrey Fulmer. Paul Redneck has a way with words.
Yeah.
He said the cops did a good job for real. He's right, they did a good job killing.
Yeah.
General Donna Brown, she broke it down. Demanded apologies from the clown. The Reverend Twan jumped in it quick. Accused the union of talking reckless. How can I break it down? Put it in a rhyme. Cause I was there, huh? On the front line. Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Here's the reason police keep killing us. We're too busy keeping our mouths shut. Let's tell the truth what this is. Murder, massacre, modern day lynching. Our life doesn't mean nothing, man. Gunned down over mufflers in a pop can.
Yeah.
25 minute chase through two cities like they were hunting blacks in slavery. Cleveland cops, those cowards ain't right.
Nope.
They wouldn't chase nobody through Pepper Pike. Since police roll like beasts in the Cleveland streets. They bum rushed Heritage Park in EC. 137 shots for 13 cops. No gun or shell casings on the spot.
Nope.
The mindset, the example starts at the top. Let's see how Frankie Boy dealt with the cops. Mayor Jackson, his quote about the killing. We need to care about the cops' feelings.
What?
Holden Frank wanna start a riot? So Art McCoy looked the mayor eye to eye. To represent the people and make it clear. You don't solve it, 013, you out of here. Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in prison. This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in prison. Touche, this world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in prison or system. Touche, still I'm a child, I've been abused lately. You hear about police brutality all the time on the news daily. You think it's great, we take another look. Cause all the pigs in my city just look at me as another crook. No shit runs, there's no such thing. But had dreams that I had to shoot one, no one up on me. Trick a happy crooked cops, what's the reason? 137 shots in East Cleveland. Two people dead are on top, family grieving. It's spread like the plague, it won't stop this. Season. No treason can stop the protest. We marching this evening, steady out for justice. The clutch fist in the air. Black power, the first pig never did. The fat cowards.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Where's the beef?
Where's the beef?
Where's the beef?
646-478-0944. That's the number to call in. Listen to the show, press 1. If you want to talk, you can also log on to blogtalkradio.com. And once the page comes up, just press the live button. And scroll down until you see Hood Talk Radio. We'll be under the self-help category. You know what I'm saying? and that's what it do. Tonight, I had posted a few things up on Facebook, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of people was, you know, getting at me about what I said. And basically, you know, I said it because I knew that, you know, some ignorant motherfuckers would call and you know, respond. They'll never, you know, call into the show and talk no shit. They always, you know, do their shit on Facebook, or they'll just open the page up online. And I want to say thank you to all my listeners out there, everybody that called in, everybody that listened online, because for real, this show is for you. It's about you, it's for you, just like me. You know, we can all vent. Whatever it is, we want to vent. So what's happening is that we are constantly meeting people and being involved with people that like to tell you what's on your mind and can read into the future and everything and can actually see the inner workings of your brain, your mentalities. You know what I'm saying? And, hey, what can you say? You know what I'm saying? Nothing. You can be sitting there and not saying nothing, and somebody be like, what's wrong? And you be like, nothing. And then say, yes, it is. I just told you no. But I suppose you're supposed to say some shit that might sound good to them. All right? So y'all know what it is. And another thing we're going to talk about is this phenomenon that's been happening. And it's more than just in America. Okay? Y'all think we go through some racist shit in this country. Let me give y'all something. You know, it's a little bit of courage sometimes to think outside the box. And I think a lot of people forget that because most people don't. You know what I'm saying? They'll dog you out. Oh, man, you tripping. Make you feel like you're going crazy and shit. Blog Talk Radio, just go click in Blog Talk. And you'll be like, what the fuck you mean I'm crazy? Because you decide to go out of the box, and they didn't. So some shit that might come across to you in a whole totally different light than it come across to them, and because they didn't go outside the box and think, or to, you know, activate some, you know, pineal activity that you're crazy with. The truth of the matter is, if you don't activate your pineal activity, you're crazy because you ain't learning shit. And you ain't using the gift that we already have, which is the power to control your mind. Can't nobody else control your mind for you. So, well, nowadays, no. It's becoming more and more and more evident that they are. There's a lot more mind control shit going on than y'all believe. And, oh, yeah, I wanted to tell y'all again, like I told y'all last week, if you find that you keep having neck pains and shit, put the damn phone down. Stay off Facebook sometimes, you know what I'm saying? That motherfucker is connected to your inner workings, and now it's affecting because you're holding your head in a certain place for a long period of time. It's just like sitting in a fucking chair. You sit in a damn chair too long, you're going to have back problems. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel for y'all bus drivers, that's a lot of motherfucking money to sit on your ass all day. And then why you wonder why, you can tell what people do for a living. Hell, in the mushroom tops. You be like, damn, what's But pretty much you can tell, you know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers that sit down all day, they got them big old gigantic kangaroo pouches in the front of them, especially if they leaning over in a chair. Me too. Because I noticed that, you know, for a while I've been sitting in front of the damn computer and shit, and my stomach's sitting low. I said, well, hot damn. You got to get away from this damn computer sometimes. Do stuff this. Nothing wrong with it. But all that damn sitting around don't do nothing. When you can move around and do your job and shit, that keep you better in shape. I don't give a fuck how much money you making. You know what I'm saying? That's why they got them gyms and shit out there Because all the motherfuckers that sit in them office jobs, you got to find something to balance that shit out, or else you're going to look like crap within 6 months. It don't take that long to be ugly. It might take a long time to get cute and a lot of hard work, but it don't take nothing to get ugly. And how you know you didn't got ugly? You walk past the mirror one day and be like, damn, is that what I look like with no shirt on? Yeah, you do. Mirrors don't lie. You're actually looking at yourself. So you know what it is, man. Get your mind right. Get your mind right. When I say get your mind right, get yourself together. That's all you got to do. Think about some things that you don't know about and say, what is it that I don't know? If you can't ask yourself, what is it that I don't know, what kind of interest do you have in living? Because for me, information is knowledge, and knowledge is power. That's what everybody say, right? But without the information, where are you going to get your knowledge from? Think about that shit. All right. We brought out here in Cleveland, Ohio, a lot of people that want to talk to you and, you know, give you advice and things of that nature and shit. Oh, yeah, shout out to my people in Pennsylvania. Shout out to my people in Colorado. You know what I'm saying? We all, you know what I'm saying? We still here. We here every Wednesday night from 9 to 10:30. You know what I'm saying? Call in, check out some shit. Last week, I had suggested a young lady watch the Yaqub story. Now, I came across another part of the Yaqub story, which is a different, actually, it's a totally different set of information. It's about the children or offspring of Yaqub. Now, if Yaqub and Yashmal, you know what I'm saying, don't get it twisted now. Yaqub was the bad one. Okay, he was the one who was mad because his dark-skinned father had killed his light-skinned mother. You know what I'm saying? So he was mad at that. But the fucking problem was that his light-skinned mother was cheating with his father's dark-skinned brother. So, you know what I'm saying? What the fuck was that? You know what I'm saying? But he don't understand that shit. So I guess somehow, some way, oh, I know how he did it. He raped all the motherfuckers. He gathered up all his people, and when they got kicked off the island, he was having babies with all of the women that was on the boat. And all the dark skin was, he was throwing them off the side, keeping all the light ones. Now, this is the story that we learned of how, you know, the albinoids came into existence. Now, if Yaqub has children, then the stories of his children, you know, I'm going to have to check that out. Because it came to me, it flashed across the screen one day, and I was like, whoa, I'm going to have to check that out. So I wrote it down in my notes. I got it for you. And once I get some more information on that, maybe we can sit down and chop it up about it. You ain't got to just listen to me talk all the motherfucking time, okay? I appreciate that when y'all call in and talk to me. I'm just a regular old person from Cleveland, Ohio, but I like to read, I like to listen. And I guess, as you can tell, I like to talk. And one of the reasons I like to talk now is because it's so fucking exciting to get information. You know what I'm saying? And because I don't have no girlfriend. You know what I'm saying? I have friends that talk intellectually with me, but not too many. Just one, maybe two. You know what I'm saying? Who can handle it, plus my cousin. And you know what I'm saying? But like I said, most people chop it up with me on the Facebook shit. I end up talking to people standing around. Like I'm a fucking preacher, and I ain't no damn preacher. You know what I'm saying? You can call me, you know what I'm saying, your teacher or whatever you want to call me, but I ain't no preacher, and that's just, I'm just going to leave that there. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of information out there for y'all to, you know, get. It's a lot of things that you can learn about yourself, your life, your past, your present. We don't always be stuck on that Illuminati shit. Don't always be stuck on that, you know, the New World Order shit, because believe it or not, there's some shit that's being hidden before your eyes, right up under your noses, because that's all you pay attention to. You know what I'm saying? I ain't saying the internet is the only way to go, but shit, you gotta diversify. You know what I'm saying? Like sometimes, you know, they always tell us how bad this food is and shit like this, but sometimes, I mean, hell, we've been conditioned with this shit. It's like, I don't understand. My brother, you know, he eat bird seed and shit like that, you know. I mean, I like sunflower seeds too, but I'm not going to make it my motherfucking meal. But he's still big as me. So what is that telling you? You know, if you can eat a 12-pound bag of bird seed and you still fat, you need to eat a little bit more than bird seed, man. Shit, might as well keep on eating the food you've been eating. You know what I'm saying? So let's make this, you know, I ain't never heard nobody say my New Year's resolution is to live healthy. It's always about losing weight and cutting back on your portions, and that's true. You know, I eat salads. I don't really fuck with the vegetables, and everybody be like, that's your downfall. You got to eat vegetables, too. So, you know, that's what's on the menu. Okay, but I'm not going to go to Golden Corral and select no vegetables for my plate unless it's a salad. Eat the shit out of a motherfucking salad, but, you know, don't bring me no string beans. Keep them. All right? 646-478-0944. This your boy E. Max, man, and we are here for you right on Hood Talk Radio. So in a minute, we're going to get into that a little bit more of our psychic syndrome. You know what I'm saying? Where you just can't keep your mind out of my head. But in the meantime and in between time, you know what I'm saying, we're going to do some good shit for you. We're going to get one of these little cool songs you can listen to right quick. I'm going to look it up for you. It's this dude out here named Emax, man. People like his song, so we're going to play one. Hood Talk Radio. Be right back.
Your hands.
You keep on pushing.
Haha. That was a cool song. That was a cool song. You know what I'm saying? It was called I Could They Keep On Changing Me. Everybody know about that song, man. So y'all know what it is, man. 646-478-0944. And this is how we do it. Just a little tidbit of information out there. United States got, I believe, 5% of the world's population, but we also have 25%, more than 25% of, in total numbers of how many people are in prison and jail and this and that and the other, okay? So we got more people in jail. We got 25% of our motherfucking people in jail for the whole damn country, all right? We got 5% of the world's population. 5%. But we got 25% of the world's population in jail. Ain't that some shit? And that don't make no damn sense. It just don't make no damn sense, man. People don't get it. It's a business. They run a business. So you can go ahead and get caught up and be, you know, in the trap and all that shit. Do what you gotta do. We watched this whole thing on the marijuana thing that's, you know, jumping off now. Oh, man, it's down. All right. I'm trying to get some more information up. Just like I said, I do 5 or 6 things at the same damn time. And how, you know, out there in Colorado, they done legalized weed and shit. And now they got all these motherfuckers. the Crystal Blaze is tripping. Like, well, since we can't sell no more weed, we just go sell crack and cocaine and heroin. And the motherfucking police knew that's what they was going to do. How about that? You know what I'm saying? They knew what they was going to do. So now they got what they call open-air street bus. So you got all these motherfucking white people walking around, you know, with weed shops now and grow shops and all of this and shit, as they call it. Okay? But you got all these motherfuckers on the street. Well, I mean, you know, they are, you know, smoking crack and shit like that, but what the fuck, man? You can't do it no better than that. You know, so it was really just a move to push the dope dealers out. It wasn't really about, you know what I'm saying, the business or the legalizing marijuana. See, the whole thing is, let me tell you something. And I don't understand why people don't really pay attention to the movies and shit when they show you shit like this, okay? Say you in a war, and you capture some of your enemies and shit, and you keep asking motherfuckers for information, but they don't want to give you none. What you gonna do? If you ain't gonna beat them up, drug the motherfuckers up, make them high. Maybe they'll start talking. You know? Maybe they'll stop talking. We get them high, get them fucked up, and they'll tell us everything we want to know. Straight up. Well, thank you. They'll tell you everything. And that's pretty much what the fuck they're doing anyway. So, I can't believe it. Always playing with it. So, okay. You get a motherfucker high, and once they're high, they're pretty much going to tell you what you want to know. So you'd be like, oh, okay, I know how to get them fucked up. They usually pump some dope in their arm or some shit like that. Hit them with some medicine or something and ask them the same question they just asked them a few minutes ago. And and you know the whole truth. Well, go out to Colorado, all y'all weed smokers. I love it too, but I ain't going to Colorado. I want to, but guess how much sense that shit going to make? Absolutely none. Because them motherfuckers that live out there are so happy that they can smoke weed legally now, but they forgetting that in them windows of the motherfucking tall skyscraper buildings is police. And they watching, they watching. You can get on a tour bus and go smoke all the good weed you want. You can buy roll-ups, tin, a stick, all that shit, man. But you really lightweight fucked up. You know what I'm saying? You fucked up. So you staying high so long. You smoking so many different types of weed, and you smoking so many different types of weed in different ways that you ain't never coming down. You know what I mean? And believe me, when you high, you really don't want to think about nothing. But maybe you got some more weed, some more shells, maybe something to drink, something to eat. You know what I'm saying? But trying to figure out 5 plus 5, 50 plus today, and productivity hours over the percentages of rates, and multiplied by the employee hours, and how much money we made every hour. You can't do that shit when you high. So if you're going to Colorado, don't go out there looking for no job unless you're going out there to set up your own grow house. And I bet you, them motherfuckers that got their own grow house, they don't be fucked up all day like they do in the movies. Don't believe the motherfucking hype. The motherfucker that drive the van, he don't get high. He got to have a CDL. And he got to go through a random every now and then. And just because they know he worked for the weed man, do you honestly think you know, let that motherfucker be a smoker too? They even got a name for y'all, stoner. Stoner. I ain't no damn stoner. You know what I mean? You ain't gonna catch me on no motherfucking corner smoking no motherfucking weed. Nah, I come from the hood. You ain't gonna put no camera in my face, Mr. White Man, and put me on the History Channel. Make me look like a motherfucking fool, because you're gonna catch me high. And you're gonna ask me some shit that's gonna let everybody know that's watching that motherfucking film, I'm fucked up. And behind the scenes, this motherfucker's laughing and rolling all over the place because here I am trying to be straight up and serious with you, and I'm hiding a motherfucker. But the ignorant motherfucker just be like, oh, that's cool, that's cool. I don't think so, man. I don't think so at all. So y'all go ahead, and one day you might see me out there in Colorado, but I won't be looking for no job. I'll be on vacation. You get it? It's recreational, man. Don't take that shit too serious. We just watched it, and the Bloods and Crips said they still serious about their shit. So you can go on out there and get down if you want to. Better stay on the tour bus. And I swear I ain't know that many bad people out there. Yeah, I'm eating some good-ass home-cooked food right now, so y'all got to deal with that. But on the motherfucking presentation, man, it was so many bad people everywhere. I said, damn. But what was different was the white people was in the hair shops, and the black people was on the street, out in the open, just out there. Like, come and get me. Stupid. So pretty much, they say there's always been an open air market out there like that. Well, I guess by legalizing it out there, man, the weed anyway, is making them hard on every damn thing else. So that's a, if it's fucking people up like that, go for it. But don't get it twisted. That motherfucking weed out there in California, California too, Colorado, shit ain't made to be smoked 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, man. You know, I posted that shit up on Facebook today. Do the shit in moderation. save some for later. You know what I mean? Just like some candy. When you was little, you eat all your damn candy up at one time. That's why we used to have nine letters.
So, keep some now.
And you have some for later. Got the blue ecstasies. They got the Skittles. But y'all know what it is, man. Let me know what you're feeling and shit. I'm going to get back to another track. And we'll be right back. Let's talk radio.
Pure Columbia, Bogan, Charleston, baby. Yeah, turn dirt.
Yeah. I've been getting trippy so long, I might die if I come down. Pop another pill, snort a line, smoking out the pound. There's something about Mary, there's something about Molly. The damn bitches right there, they get the party started.
Niggas watch. Bitches jockin', who get that ass droppin'? I get them bands poppin' in the VIP. That's where you find me. My teeth grind, my pupils tight.
There's something about Molly. Every time she come around, I go dumb, I go retarded. Turned up, smoking on Kush in the VIP. Before I let you hold back, I said I need the CID. Pimp, hand strong, I slap a bitch out of shoes. One in every color, got trouble trying to choose. Big bag of pills, pass them out to the whole club. Kinda Kush, box of blunts, I'm about to roll up. Pocket full of drugs, I'm a motherfucking addict. Smoking PCP, loading up my automatic. Cocaine to the brain, I can't feel my face. I kick it with Bizarre, so all my blunts are laced. Special K, mix with Jay. Punch holes in the stone, move, bitch, get out my way. On that angel dust, yes, I like to get wet. When it comes to getting trippy, I'm a fucking
bad. I've been trippy so long, I might die if I come down. Pop another pill, snort a line, smoking out the pound. There's something about Mary, there's something about Molly. The damn bitches right there, they get the party started.
Niggas watch. Bitches jockin', who get that ass droppin'? I get them bands poppin' in the VIP. That's where you find my teeth grindin', my pupils tiny. I've been up for 3 days off that Molly shit. Strapped on the freeway after all these chips. Only know the G-way I will always get. Your grind stuck on delay, don't be salty, bitch. I need the triple stack, I need a line of pals. I need to get the cap, I need to bite it down. I am so damn high, I look around and I swear I would die if I ever come down. Club tripping, lights leaving fucking trails. Put on for my city, yes I'm living well. Sniffing Molly off some titties, then I'm twisting shells. Tipping bartenders, 50s bitches running sales. My grind sick with it, swear need a padded room. It's time to get it, for you lames there is no room. I'm off that good spinach, higher than the fucking moon. You wish you could hit it, yeah nigga I got you soon.
Long, I might die if I come down. Pop another pill, snort a line, smoking out the pound. There's something about Mary, there's something about Molly. The damn bitches right there, they get the party started.
Niggas watch. Bitches jockin', who get that ass droppin'? I get them bands poppin' in the VIP. That's where you find me. My teeth grindin', my pupils tight.
What do you want?
Getting me.
I
just see.
Right, Hood Talk Radio, and we're gonna go straight into this phone call right quick. Y'all got a special treat for you. 786-488, what's good?
Good evening, this is Christian Clark representing Network for Neighborhood Consent and the Neighborhood Voice. Here's your weekly sports report, better known as The Pulse. In the NBA, the Miami Heat absolutely ran away with the first-round series, sweeping the Charlotte Bobcats 4-0. The Indiana Pacers are looking sad so far, though. They are down 3-2 versus the Atlanta Hawks. Yes, the Atlanta Hawks. Everyone said that the Pacers will win in no less than 6 games, but that goes to show that you shouldn't take anyone lightly. One of the best series this far, though, is the Brooklyn Nets versus Toronto Raptors. The series is tied up 2-2, with each game going down to the wire. But one series that no one expected to be done so early was the Washington Wizards versus the Chicago Bulls. The Wizards showed flashes of a young and great team winning four games to one. In boxing, the undefeated boxing champion Floyd Mayweather will face heavy-hitting Marcus Maidana in a pay-per-view fight May 3rd. Me personally, I believe Floyd wins by decision, but let me tell you, don't be surprised if Marcus Maidana gives him a run. In today's sports history, in 1961, Willie Mays hit four home runs. In 1970, Billy Williams played his 1,000th straight game in baseball. In 2002, A-Rod became the youngest player to reach 250 home runs. This has been your Reedley Sports Report. Now, back to E-Max.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. And you know what? I share your views on that Mayweather fight. But what I need to know from you is, what is your opinion on this Doc Perry and this Clippers mess?
Oh, the owner?
You heard about it. Yeah.
Oh, I mean,
what you feel about that? Everybody's saying that he needs to step down or you know, walk away from his post, or, you know, they trying to say that the players need to not play and this, that, and the other. Me, personally, is beyond all of that. But what do you think about that?
I mean, I think at the end of the day, I mean, that's really unfair to the players, and him having, you know, black players, black fans. I mean, he sponsors black charities. I mean, if you don't, I mean, it's kind of, it's modern day slavery, if you ask me. I mean,
that's what it is.
He only wants them. He only has them there for the money, and as long as they make him money, that's all that matters, and that's how I feel.
Hey, you know what? I appreciate that, man. I appreciate that, because so many people are just afraid to say what the hell they want to say. You know what I mean? So I appreciate that. And I thank you very much, man. You're getting stronger every week. You're stronger every week, man. So you keep coming back, and y'all look forward to the Christian Clark News Report, better known as The Pulse. So y'all get down. Thank you very much, sir. Thank you.
Well, thank you
very
too.
Much. Now, one thing I did want to say, Mayweather, he a clown. He can fight. He's very, very, very skillful, and I could say he's meticulous. He pick his opponents apart, but I think he take too many punches. You know what I'm saying? You watch one of his fights, the commentators always say he's a great boxer, and he is. But he get hit with some, he good at rolling, and he good at ducking and slipping punches and this and that and the other, but he does get caught. You know what I'm saying? He does get caught, and every now and then, you know, you can see his knees wobble. So you got to be careful of that shit, to me. Keep him on the outside of that jab. He got long arms. And do his thing. But, you know, standing toe-to-toe with people sometimes ain't good for Mayweather, and he like to show out. So, with this Clippers thing, let me tell y'all something. White people going to be white people, okay? They don't even like being called white people. How about that? They came up with the name white. They're people, i.e., white people. But they don't like for you to call them white people unless you asking them, what's your race? What's your nationality? Then they'll tell you everything is said white. Oh, German, Irish, Jew, Scandinavian, Ukrainian, everything except just plain old white. You know what I mean? So when you're working for a white motherfucker, let me tell you what he's going to say. And he might say the shit every now and then. It's always said, oh, the dash years was done in the dark, shall come to light. Well, the shit been in the light. Pay for it. If you can say ass on TV, bitch on TV, what's wrong with them saying nigga? What's wrong with the bigoted the bigoted white folks out there putting their business out there. What's wrong with that? 9 out of 10 of our employers, not employees, employers are going to be of a non-black or non-Hispanic or non-American Indian, a Native Indian, a Punjab, a Chinese, or whatever other race except the whites. Pretty much your boss is going to be white people. If you play for an NBA team, your boss just might be some white person. Okay? You play for some football team, your boss might be some white person. You work for UPS, your boss is a white person. At least the owner. Okay? So don't get the shit twisted that just because this motherfucker hired, listen, they used to say fags always, you know, put themselves around a lot of women that had their gayness. So most racist motherfucker will put more black people or more Mexicans or Hispanics or whatever you want to call them under his belt than anybody else. Don't you motherfuckers understand that's what it is? Now that is what you call racism. Okay? I want to have not just more motherfucking slaves on my team, but I want to have the best slaves on my team. And you stupid motherfuckers don't realize you slaves because you got money in your fucking pocket. So why is it so motherfucking bad that the master call you a nigger? Fucking slave? When you hanging out with your friends and y'all drinking Cristal and y'all smacking y'all Hollywood and basketball wives on the ass, y'all calling each other nigger, right? Why the fuck you always hanging around them ugly-ass bitches? You stupid-ass hoes. Your dumb-ass friends. That shit don't sound familiar? So we can't, we got to go and turn around and say, oh, man, we got to hurt this motherfucker. Y'all got to take money out of that motherfucker's pocket, but y'all working for him. Y'all to sign a contract to make this motherfucker some money in the process, you making yourself a little bit. Because if you're making about $40 million a year, imagine what he's making. And ain't how many people on the basketball team? And he getting a piece of all y'all motherfuckers' pie. Y'all thinking, y'all talking. Them motherfuckers ain't going to stop playing. That motherfucker come out just like I put on Facebook. That nigga can come out and say, fuck y'all niggas. And you still got to play on this fucking team. You sharecropper. Because that's all you're doing. You're working for the master for a certain amount of time for a prize. Yeah. Think about that shit, man. That's the shit them slaves went through when they so-called got rid of slavery. All the black people, the masters wasn't ready to give them up. So they made deals with them. You know what I mean? Sharecropper. Look that shit up, y'all. 646-478-0944. Back in the days, motherfuckers that ended up in the arenas, you know what I'm saying, in the courts, you know, were fighting for their lives. They was thrown in the lion's den and the bullpen and all of that shit. You had to fight your way out. You just might got ate up, you know what I'm saying, but it wasn't about no getting paid. You know what I mean? If you was a good fighter and they had condemned you to death, and they put you in the circle of fire, and you was the last man standing, oh, we got a motherfucker that you need to fight. You know what I'm saying? This motherfucker over here is the last man standing. This motherfucker cousin's buzzing. So, y'all know what it is, man. I'm going to play this song, and it's called KGZ. Talk Radio.
Throw my hoodie on for this. Yeah. BHP. Check it. Yeah.
It's time to kill Whitey. The race for his own. Let's go and find Zimmerman with a hoodie on.
this is hardcore rap, nigga, this ain't soft, creepy ass crack, I need his fucking hair blowed off. He's a thug, that's what white media told ya. But little Trike is a young black soldier. White power government trying to get rid of us. They keep on profiling us because they scared of us. They keep on testing us. They catch us while we ain't looking. He shot Trayvon. He couldn't take our ass whooping. He took a stand. Zimmerman ain't no fucking man. Talking about he ain't no cracker. He's a Mexican. Damn. I can't take it anymore. Get you black in this country, nigga. You're at war. Let's settle the score. We need a black military. If he violent to these pecker woods, we got him real scary. Fear of a black planet. They just a bunch of fags. They can burn the cross, but I'll burn your flag. Dang. Yo, let's put the pressure on them. If you see that motherfucker, do a drive-by on them. Yeah. 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 You Uncle Tom niggas, I'ma smack you backwards. America is ran by nigga hating crackers. That fucking beast, we ain't trying to get rid of it. That white devil out here motherfucking kicking it. Now put a dick in it, pussy nigga, what the fuck? Give his ass a dollar bill, in other words, catch a buck. Now that's what's up, shed the enemy's blood and screaming more murder on Zimmerman like Bone Thugs. Yo, when the bug, when nigga, I'ma squash it. These coon niggas agreeing with the verdict, now let's stop it. I'ma drop it like science, I'ma tell the truth. I put the message out there to the black youth. I wanna shoot Mr. George when I see him. When that infrared beam him, and you're gonna have to clean him. Wouldn't wanna be him. Nigga pass a shovel, niggas killing each other, but they ain't trying to kill that fucking devil. Yeah.
Man, y'all know what it is, and I'm watching this fucking thing, man. Oh my God, y'all need to go to hashtag Drugs Inc. on the internet, or if you got cable or whatever, go to History Channel, man. It's some serious shit on this too, and I just want to say that the world, man, we losing it, y'all. Everything ain't about being high all the damn time, you know. With that being said, we're going to bring in a sheriff, 216704. What's going on now?
Man, it seems like consciousness is back again. And the reason that I can say that is that I want to say that, first of all, for those who do not know, because I know what type of show it is, before I say anything else, I would like to invite people out to the Justice Center this coming Friday at 5 p.m., the Justice Center. Then after that, a few people can hit where they'd like to hit, and that's good. But the reason we'll be out there is, man, yesterday was the 29th of May. November 29th of 2012 is when Timothy Russell and Melissa Williams were murdered on 137 shots. Now, let's flash forward. It go off basically 18 months later. No real decision has been made, and the only other decision that came from the Cuyahoga County prosecutor, Timothy McGinty, has been that The police were heroic when they pulled another man out of a car, shot him at point-blank range, and the gentleman didn't have a weapon on him. His name was Kenneth Smith. He was a signed rapper from Northeast Ohio by the name of Ken Ball. So long story short, this coming Friday evening, 5 p.m. at the Justice Center. We'll be there when people are getting off work. Now, we're inviting people to meet us down there. Long story short again, why would we choose May the 2nd? It's because on May 2nd, Cleveland, Ohio is having a Playhouse Square. They're unveiling in downtown Cleveland a beautiful $16 million chandelier. Yes, they are, to show how much, you know, more beauty they can add downtown. They're also planning to add $30 million. Oh, yeah. They're also planning on a $30 million renovation of Public Square. Also, you have the Horseshoe Casino. You have the beautiful skywalk that was put up that way. People who are gambling don't have to mingle with us little people. They get out the parking garage and walk straight there. So, and people are aware of that because they've been listening to Hood Talk Radio. They've heard Al Porter Man in the Streets at 646-478-0944. So they know all about what's going on. So the reason that I'm throwing that out there is that we plan on showing up en masse at 5 p.m. Friday. We've got a lot of different groups because this brutality goes across all racial lines. So right now the Revolutionary Party, Don Bryant, Black on Black Crime, Oppressed People's Nation, several others. There'll be brutality victims, families, and a few others will be there. And the reason I'm throwing that out is because we will not only start out at the Justice Center, which is at 1200 Ontario. 1200 Ontario. Come on down and join us. And the reason that I say that is because we're going to leave at 5 o'clock. We'll say maybe 5:25. Wear comfortable shoes because after a few statements on why we're doing what we're doing, the Playhouse Square, they are starting things at 5 o'clock with happy hour, but they're going to have a live band playing at 6 o'clock on Playhouse Square. So I think that it's time that the inner city, right during the 6 o'clock news of all over the Cleveland, inner city from the east side to the west side, south side, I think it's time that we go down there with our megaphones, bullhorns, and say hello and take in some nice music downtown. And let the news media know that, of course, we are just coming down to say hello. We even have a nice little bus that we'll be bringing down there. It's time to, you know, visit some higher arts. And somehow the sidewalks are public domain. So since they have sidewalks, I just want to go down there and say hello to all the nice little friendly people. This, I'll put it like this. It should be a major thing because the Revolutionary Party are having a sign-making party tomorrow at 7 p.m. over right on Mayfield and Tuff Street at their headquarters. We're getting our signs together and a portable sound system and a sound system that was on the bus that played music all throughout last year's campaign and has everything else going. So that's what we plan on doing because once you start that discussion, instead of us just standing around and crying or what have you, we want to let the city of Cleveland know that if you're not going to do things the right way, and you know this, and I'll get off the soapbox, give me about a minute and a half. Tim McGinty, if you ever follow him on social media, he has friends from everywhere, from the Gun Foundation, the Greater Cleveland Growth Association, the Cleveland Partnership. These are all business people. I'm sure that once this is all over, when they go to talk or they have their nice dinners together or they pat him on the back, somewhere along the line somebody's going to say, what are you going to do about that one? Boy, it was something that they shouldn't have had to come and bother your name there at our event. It's a shame, which is their way of letting him know, get off your ass and do something right.
because if not,
you know it.
We plan on visiting them at any good money event, and they should know that when the Republican National Convention comes to check things out, as promised in late May or early June, we'll have to come down there and let them know that in 2016, if you bring a convention here and the natives are restless, this is what you'll be getting in 2016 in Cleveland, Ohio. So that's it.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up. So y'all know what to do. Got plenty of information for you and plenty to do. So get downtown about 5 o'clock, man. But I'm like,
yes,
you. What the hell do we need a chandelier? What the hell is that signifying?
Mm.
What is that signifying? I don't know. What can you say, man? You know, a lot of things we gotta keep our eyeballs open. So yeah, it would be a good thing to go down there because I've seen where they're gonna put it.
Yes.
But it's like, okay. And then that damn breezeway, that motherfucker is spooky. I don't like driving under that damn thing.
I feel you.
It is very spooky. That's some spooky shit, you know, to drive under that. I guess it's because, you know, it's new. So it's like we ain't used to stuff like that in Cleveland. You know what I mean?
No. Yeah.
It's kind of spooky looking to me, man. It's like some other people that came and took over our city and we don't even know it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We took over your city. You ain't even know it. we going to make you work for a penny and you ain't even know it. I just like to say, man, that we need to pay attention a little bit deeper, a little bit further because it's some shit happening. Somebody is basically doing their coronation. Maybe somebody hadn't made enough money to buy some of that land downtown. You know what I'm saying? They get to do what they want to do with it now. So, y'all know what's up, man. But like I said, y'all, just pay attention to what's really happening. And there's some shit that's going up under. Now, one more thing, Al, because you were in the sports. I asked the young man who did the post this evening, what do you think about this Clippers owner debacle? What do you think about that?
I think that I think that number one, it was very interesting. I mean, I get the Clippers players some credit. I said it on Monday. Long story short, I gave them some credit for standing up. But basically speaking, they turn their clothes inside out like crisscross. Gone are the days of the black power fist on the podium or the Muhammad Ali decision that, oh, yeah, make me. Or, you know, the Jim Brown, I'm walking off. So let's look at the players over on that side. But a lot of people can't point fingers at them because there are a lot of people who have never come out on a social issue themselves. So if a person is in that category, they can't point at them. Number two, my personal feelings are, why was everybody so damn shocked? The man was in trouble racial-wise for discrimination the first time, and I think he barely got off, but the second time they found him guilty. Where was the NBA? Where were the other owners then? Everybody sat there. Players didn't say anything. Certain others, no. Right. Everybody is like, oh, I'm cool because I'm getting paid. And at that time, you know, you had Barkley as probably an announcer by then. You had others who were announcers by then. You had certain players who may have been playing, but nobody but the system. They were like, oh, well. And so my thing is, it was an argument between him and his, quote-unquote, trick, and she taped it. It was dead wrong what he said, but it got exposed. And
got
the owners were embarrassed because they played with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know they played with it. So my personal opinion, no, go ahead. Go ahead.
Don't you think, I think it's kind of like a setup, though. They said they used her to set his ass up because she kept asking him shit, and he kept saying, why are you asking me questions like this? But like a dummy, he kept talking to her. You know what I mean? So it could have been some shit. It could have been some shit that they used to expose his ass. You know what I'm saying? But what I believe the big picture is, man, is look at how slavery was, or sharecroppers. Remember, you know, anything, how the sharecroppers used to live and how they got what they got. It's the same damn thing. You know, you was a slave in college. You was real good. Okay? Now, all of the motherfucking plantation owners back in the day, they all wanted the most slaves, but not always the most of them, but the best. You know, if you had some good, strong slaves, your farm was making paper. You know what I'm saying? Y'all kept winning farm contests and this and that and the other. That's what I see. The motherfucking master got him some black slaves, and they the best slaves. And he talks shit like he always have. That motherfucker ain't nothing new.
Nope.
It ain't nothing new. They even tried to downplay it like, you know, the chick wasn't his girlfriend. You know, she come, oh, I wish I could change my skin color. Why? This motherfucker got mad loot, and you know he gonna cut you off because you hanging out with Magic Johnson. They ain't even want to tell you who she was hanging out with.
Thank you.
Magic Johnson. Magic Johnson.
Hey, you want to know what makes people mad, I think, the most? His attitude goes along with just what you said right there. And that is, okay, people would argue, and I could see the logic of it, that, well, he didn't give it to them. They earned it, which is true. But on the flip side of it all, he told them truth on a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
I feed them. I clothe them. I give them houses.
Yep.
I give them cars. And how many players are thinking along the lines of, hey, I want to start saving up so I can start giving people this, that, and the other, and I can start owning. Very few even think
very
like
few.
That. I think that's why a lot of folks got upset, especially our black people, other African Americans, because he told the damn truth.
Yeah.
In a roundabout way.
That's right. And see, my point, I had said that a little earlier, and I was like, you know, saying he could have said, fuck you, nigga. Fuck them niggas. Why you hanging around them niggas? He didn't say that. He did everything except black people. He didn't say black people until she coerced him to say black people. You know what I'm saying? And he was like, yeah, okay, you know, you want to start arguing. Okay, yeah. Why the hell you got to make your relationship with black people public? She asked him, would it have been different if it was white people? So, in other words, had it been a white basketball player, he wouldn't have gave a fuck. You know what I'm saying? So, the whole thing is, as a sharecropper, when they got rid of slavery, okay, when they came in and called themselves abolishing slavery, they gave, the owners wasn't ready for the niggas to leave. So they made deals with them. They signed contracts. So I tell you what, you mind my farm for the next 7 years, and I'll give you a plot of land. How about that? I'm going to give you a house. I'm going to feed you. You can bring your family on with you. We're going to close y'all, make sure y'all got clothes and land and the 40 acres of the mule. But all you got to do is work for me for another 7 years. Okay? Fine, we'll do that. And then after my 7 years is up, then, you know, somebody else's, the other plantation owner, seeing how I took care of your plantation, and he gonna offer me a little bit more than just that plot of land you offered me. Now, I own that land you gave me on your property. We signed it in blood. You know what I'm saying? It's the same damn thing. You got all these damn players, most of them black, but they all slaves. They all sharecroppers because you done told them to come on and work on my plantation for X amount of years for X amount of money. Now, instead of giving you a plot of land, which would have been a little bit of ownership in the team, a percentage, they just paid you some money. And if they don't like your performance, they kick you the fuck out. You know what I'm saying? So that, to me, it wasn't surprising. And where my mind is right now, what the hell is going on that we don't know about? That got something to do with that shit. Why the hell did it come out in the first place? What's happening that we had to hear this man's racist comments? And it ain't even racist. It's bigoted. People don't even understand what the fuck race is. Race. Define a race. It don't mean what color you are, your ethnic background. That's nothing. That's a man-made shit. A race is a competition, damn it. A competition. You know what I'm saying? Your ethnic background is something totally different from a race. It's the fact that that man is biased towards minorities. But actually, we ain't even a minority no more. They are. But his bias is against, or his preferred choice of view is to not like black people. He don't give a fuck. You can work for me all you want to. Y'all some good slaves. Y'all good slaves. Y'all take care of y'all master. Y'all take care of y'all master. So if I make $40 billion, ain't nothing wrong with me giving you $4 million. Ain't nothing wrong with me giving you $40 million. Because it ain't $400 million. It ain't $4 billion. I'm getting the billions. Here's a cut the scraps off the table that the dog won't even pick up. Okay? Fuck out of here. You just a rich nigga to these motherfuckers. So anything they come out their motherfucking mouth and they want to say, man, let the motherfuckers say it. But say white people and see what happens. Huh. Say to a white person, listen here, white person, and see what attitude you get. Ask your black kids in front of a white kid, why the hell do you hang around white people? And watch them motherfuckers tell that white person they can't come over your house no more because their father's racist. You goddamn right, motherfuckers. I can tell my black kids not to go hang out with no motherfucking white kids because all the motherfuckers doing is trying to learn something from you. It's something that you can do that they can't, motherfucker. Don't think because they teach you something. And, oh, come on in. We're going to show you how we live on our side of the world. Yeah, the privileged life. But don't think, motherfucker, and they will remind your ass, because just because Billy like you, he'll bring you home to play video games with you. His mom and dad grew up in another era. And believe it or not, if they ain't grew up in the inner city and they don't smoke weed and go to the Arab store and buy their cigarettes and their miles and shit, then they don't like you. They don't like you. Your father must be rich and own his own company and is a big asset to somebody else's shit. That's how you get to hang out with Billy. Because if you lived on Kinsman and Billy lived on Richmond Road, you would never see Billy unless y'all was in school. Trust me, y'all. Your motherfucking mentality has not changed. You know what I'm saying? So it's something going on behind the scene. Magic Johnson doing more than banging that girl. She probably took some of that man money and invested in Magic Johnson's businesses. It might be a Wall Street move. You never know. But I'm pretty sure the motherfucking world and the whole basketball association ain't turned upside down just because some old wealthy-ass aristocrat said some ignorant shit out of his mouth. He been saying it. And them damn punk-ass, man, them punk-ass basketball players. Now, I seen a little shit on the news, unfortunately for me, because I don't really care about sports. But the shit that fucked me up is how the damn coach can say, oh, we're going to handle it internally, and we're not going to share anything with anyone. What? You ain't going to share nothing with nobody. What? What the fuck you on the news for then? Oh, we're going to play. We're going to not let nothing. We made a promise to our fans, to our team, you motherfuckers sign a contract. You can't get out of it, bitch. Then that motherfucker hunky saying, make my money, bitch. You bet, bitches. Throw that mother. Come on over here and play with my balls. I got some balls for you motherfuckers to dribble. And you better do it because you signed on the fucking dotted line. So all that extra shit, we going to handle it internally. That means to y'all, we ain't going to do shit. We can't do shit because our hands is tied. And we're going to only talk as much as our motherfucking paycheck chain around our neck going to allow us to talk. Because one thing I have learned about sports, if you get suspended from a team or whatever, for whatever reason, you ain't getting that $4 million they promised your ass at the end of the year. They can take money out your pocket for your violation. But you ain't going to violate and get your whole contract money. But you walk away from your contract, you're going to be living in your mama house, just like I put in on Facebook. Right? The owner of the team going to go out and hire some motherfuckers from Ghana, blacker than you, run faster than you. They call them jump higher than you, and they call them ringers. Gonna pay them 30 your salary till your bitch ass get off the motherfucking suspension list. So come on with that motherfucking bullshit. That's just like them silly motherfuckers wearing tight ass shirts and pants singing in the videos. No, they don't want to do that. They wasn't doing that shit before they got signed. Standing in front of a fan, letting the wind blow through your little curly hair with your Steve Harvey haircut. Get the fuck out of here. Nigga, you was walking around the neighborhood with a nappy beard and some pants hanging down to your ass. Singing, rapping, selling kush. Don't act like you friendly and perfect, man. It's a damn illusion, man. It's an illusion. Let one of them basketball players walk away from that shit. You're going to see their house up for sale quicker than Mike Tyson. So, man, I mean, you know, it's all a bunch of bullshit, man. It's some shit that's happening up under that. That is what they want you to see. What they don't want you to see is what's more important than what that man saying, whatever he had to say. So I applaud that motherfucker. You know why? Because he's letting everybody know how he feels. So all you black motherfuckers that want to go play and you busting your ass trying to play for the Clippers, this is what you're going to play for. This is who you're going to play for right now. So if you bust your ass and you just got signed and them motherfuckers drafted you from high school, so the fuck what? The nigga pulled your ass straight out your mama womb and put you out in the field. Now you finna pick some cotton. Get my money, bitch. Get my money. So thank you, thank you, thank you. For all of that out there, y'all, because a lot of people needed to see it, and it's for everybody to see. So if you Hispanic, you Native American, you black, you Cuban, you Hawaiian, you know, if your name ain't Hasseldorf or Gutenschlag and all of that shit, he don't like you. You are just his breadwinner. He gonna put the motherfucking noose around your neck with a controlling motherfucking collar and tell you how far to go and where to go. So that's all it is. You know what I'm saying? I want y'all to know that Blog Talk Radio may or may not support, but as far as I know, reading their little terms of privacy and service, they ain't going to support what you got to say unless they told you to say it. So if you got a problem with something I said, anything you heard on the show tonight, don't bother Blog Talk Radio. They'll do nothing but direct you right here back to me. So 646-478-0944, that's the number to call to make your comments and log your complaints, or you can send all inquiries or comments, music, and any other correspondence to emaxtheimage1@gmail.com. That's E-M-A-X-X, the number one, at gmail.com. So I'm telling y'all, man, get that shit together and don't forget. Think for yourself, man. Define some of those words. You know what I mean? Define it. I posted on Facebook the other day, the word Holocaust is a ritualistic sacrificial burning. So, bless you. Think about all those people that got caught up in the Holocaust. And you'll know why so many people died. You you know why, and if you figure out what that is, hey, look at all them damn steeples on your church. Try to figure out what that means. The arc doorways. All right? It's all about sex. And if y'all don't think, I'm going to be posting some shit on Facebook about that shit, too. So y'all be watching out now. Y'all be watching out. We already got y'all with what church means. And I ain't talking about the word church. I'm talking about the word church, where it come from. All right? It's all about the sex, man. Look it up. Look up Kirk. Look up Circe, which means circle, which is representation of the woo. All right. I'm going to leave that off for y'all. It's your boy, E-Max Image, man. We got a couple minutes, and we're going to let y'all simmer on that one for a minute because it's so important that you understand what people say when they saying shit to you. Just because they seem to be having a conversation and talking all polite, that's how the police trick so many motherfuckers up because they don't understand what the fuck they saying. Do you understand the charges that are being held against you? Say no. Say no. Because if you say no, then they hit you with another line of question and try to trip you up again. So pay attention, y'all. Use your own brain. Think. Read a little bit, even if it's just a newspaper. You know what I'm saying? Read a book, preferably, with a dictionary. Now, you know they got the Oxford got a new 41-book dictionary catalog. Yeah. So they got,
wow.
It was like 35 books, like an encyclopedia set. Now it's like 42. So they got 7 books worth of new words and definitions and shit that they added to their repertoire. And, you know, you can get the newly printed copies for about $1,800 for the whole set. You know what I'm saying? I always thought you was supposed to buy the truth and not sell it, which means if you want a free dictionary, you can have it, but you got to buy it, y'all. Buy the truth and don't sell it. This your boy, E-Max, man, sitting up here with the head table, Al Porter, Cheese. We got Teresa with us. This is me, and we had fun tonight, man. I hope y'all took some of the things that we talked about, wrote down some notes if you had to, but mainly think about it, man. It'll make you search some of the shit you want to know about. Ask yourself, what don't I know about? And then go about looking to find out about what you don't know. It's your boy E-Max, man. I love y'all, and we'll be back Friday night. Hood Radio, y'all. Peace.